I saw this James Clear quote and it really resonated with me. Being good at what you do is partially about competence, but not exclusively. Two other things matter. Reliability, you do what you say you're going to do on time and as expected. And enthusiasm, you're excited to be here and eager to work on this problem. Skills matter, but in many cases, it's your reliability or attitude that separates you from the pack. This one really got me thinking. And throughout my years in real estate and in business, I often found and have found that when there's conflict, it's due to unmet expectations or due to poor communication, normally on my part. So his first point was reliability, doing what you say you're going to do in the time frame in which you promised. I can count on a number of times that I had a client fire me or move on or decide to work with someone else before we even got started, or whatever else they may have done that they didn't work with me because I didn't get something done in time. And so now I try to think before I tell someone when I'm going to have something done, when I can actually feasibly have it done, that kind of under promise and over deliver mindset. So I think about, you know, do I have something to do tonight when I get home? You know, and so should I say that I can do this tonight or should I tell them that I can get this done tomorrow morning? I'll tell them when I can actually get it done. I know if something requires research and speaking with other agents or doing some market research or things like that, I let them know that and that my response may be delayed because I'm relying on other people and them responding to me. The other thing that I make sure that I do at this point is that I want to update them that, hey, I'm still waiting on these two things and I'll get you over that report or whatever it may be. James Clear's second point was enthusiasm, that you're excited and eager to be here to work on this problem. We may not always be excited to go to work, to make our calls, to shoot content, whatever it may be that we consider work for the day. But things are a hell of a lot easier when we put a smile on our face and we're kind and collaborative with the people around us, especially our clients. So the last thing that I'll add to all of this is my personal opinion. Over the years with my team, we've developed systems and communication cadences with our clients, mainly due to the fact that in previous situations, we weren't communicating enough. We've added in weekly seller reports for our seller clients to ensure that they're up to date with what's happening in the market, and more importantly, what we're doing to market their property. We started doing these because we had had to have some awkward conversations with sellers asking for price reductions after the property had been on the market for 2 to 3 weeks with no interest. And we were doing all this work behind the scenes, but they had no idea because we didn't tell them. We just assumed they knew. And so my challenge to you today is, what are the things that you can do to add more communication in your business so that your clients are in the loop and they aren't asking you what comes next? How can you be more reliable and more enthusiastic this week? Shoot me a DM if this resonated with you, and let's go crush the week.